This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Bridge Shingari. First name is Bridge, B-R-I-J. Last name is Shingari, S-S-H-I-N-G-A-R-I. Date of birth 7-8-1940. This letter is being written to Dr. Devang Shah. First name is Devang, D-E-V-A-N-G. Last name is Shah, S-H-A-H Shah. Address 18550 DePaul Drive, D-E-P-A-U-R Drive, Suite 101, Morgan Hill, M-O-R-G-A-N Hill, California 95037. Telephone number 408-776-3900. Fax number 408-776-3919. Dear Dr. Devang Shah, D-E-V-A-N-G, last name Shah, S-H-A-H Shah. Thank you for asking me to see this 82-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Mr. Shingari, S-H-I-N-G-A-R-A-I, who has resided in the United States for 24 years and has been experiencing intermittent skin rashes, which are quite pruritic, period. Generally, his arms and neck are involved, period. There is also some eyelid itching for last 2 to 3 years, period. There is no history of any angioedema, period. He does not seem to have any obvious reaction to any medications or foods, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, throat tightness, lip swelling or tongue swelling or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Itching is more troublesome at night, period. He's taking some medications. He takes number one, amlodipine, number two, omeprazole, number three, some diuretics, along with eye drops for dry eyes, period. I don't believe any one of these medications is responsible for these rashes, period. These rashes are quite transient and would disappear without without any medication, period. He has used loratadine with some benefit, period. As you know, he saw a dermatologist in Morgan Hill and he was advised to use soft soap, period. I believe the feeling is that he's allergic to soaps and fragrances, and certain creams like Alicon were causing more trouble, period. He has used petroleum jelly, and that is a good, that is quite effective, period. I recommended that he continue to use petroleum jelly and soft soaps, and hopefully that would be effective in taking care of his skin problem, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 82-year-old who had dry skin and some erythematous patches on his dorsum of both hands, period. There were some thickening of the skin, period. Certainly, and he was worried about allergy to gloves, and I recommended that he should try non-latex gloves for a few weeks or a few months to see if hand rash would, if the rash on hands will improve, period. There was also mild dermatographism, which certainly could be resulting in some rashes and itching, period. A new paragraph. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various rashes. Period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. Period. Basic skin testing to pollens and some common foods is negative, thus eliminating any obvious allergies as a source of this problem. Period. Clinically, I believe he has dry skin and contact dermatitis, and that should be dermatitis. Period. My final diagnosis: number one, dermatographism; number two, dry skin; number three, intermittent rashes on his eyelids and dorsum of both hands. My treatment plan: use soft soaps as recommended. Number two, use non-latex gloves as recommended. Number three, he can certainly use loratadine or any other medication for itching, and that would be quite helpful. Number four, certainly he can try some other form, some other compound, some other cortisone cream, which would be tolerated by him. Period. I would recommend that he continue to see dermatologist and yourself for management of this particular problem. Period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well. Period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with allergies. Period. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on Mr. Bridge Shingari. Thank you.